over 100 years, the Idaho and Washington Northern Railway Bridge, spanning the Pend'Oreille River between Box Canyon's sheer rock walls, has stood as a monument to Pend'Oreille County's transportation frontier and industrial development. Completed in 1911, the bridge itself was a vital link in the last major section of the INWN between Ione and Medellin Falls. The line provided ready access to market with the bridge's high steel supporting countless tons of ore, cement, and timber that made its way south from the vicinity of Medellin Falls and Ione. Frederick Blackwell, an enterprising Newport businessman, was the driving force behind the INWN, which connected the northern reaches of Pend'Oreille County with the transcontinental Great Northern Railway in Newport. The Milwaukee Road, another transcontinental line and Great Northern competitor, bought the INWN in 1916. The Newport to Medellin Falls line thrived for decades alongside the industries it served. Yet, when those industries slowed, so too did the frequency of rail traffic. In 1979, the Lehigh-Portland Cement Company at Medellin Falls and the Louisiana Pacific Corporation at Ione were the only industrial shippers remaining. Moreover, rail faced ever-increasing competition from trucking. The Milwaukee Road announced that year that it would no longer operate the former INWN line, threatening the survival of the remaining plants. Local citizens also recognized that saving the line could serve as a vehicle for the growth of a new industry in Pend'Oreille County, tourism. A grassroots effort to save the line culminated in the community voting to establish the Port of Pend'Oreille, which quickly purchased the line and kept it operational ever since. Although most industrial shipping on the line has come to an end, passenger trains provide a unique way to experience Pend'Oreille County's scenery and history.